Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Myra. Life's been quite a ride since I landed my dream job as a junior analyst at Premier Marketing Solutions 6 months ago. Fresh out of college with big dreams, I thought I'd hit the jackpot. Boy, was I wrong. Hey, did anyone see my market analysis report? I left it on my desk last night. I walked into the office one morning, finding my desk suspiciously clean. Oh, that old thing? I tossed it in the recycling. We already have what we need for the meeting. Lisa smirked, not even looking up from her computer. Meeting? What meeting? My stomach dropped. The one that started 10 minutes ago? Oops, guess you weren't copied on the email? Again. Rachel walked by, coffee in hand, giving Lisa a knowing look. I caught my reflection in the office window. Tired eyes, tense shoulders. This wasn't the first time they'd pulled this stunt. Derek, Lisa, and Rachel, the terrible trio, as I secretly called them, had been making my life hell since day one. Myra, could you grab me those quarterly numbers? That's James, my team leader, calling from his office. The same numbers I spent all weekend crunching. Sure, here they are. Perfect. I'll present these at the executive meeting tomorrow. He barely glanced at me. Actually, I was hoping to present them myself since I... Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You're still learning the ropes. He cut me off with that condescending smile I'd grown to hate. Later that day, I was hiding in the break room, fighting back tears, when Sarah from HR found me. Rough day? They did it again. Excluded me from the Miller account meeting? Then James used my research without giving me credit. I've been watching this happen for weeks. Have you been documenting everything like I suggested? Every single incident. I pulled out my phone, showing her my detailed notes. Smart girl, keep it up. Things might not always be this way. Little did I know how right she was, but that afternoon I had to survive the biggest test yet, the Transglobal client presentation. And now Myra will walk us through the digital strategy section, James announced to the room full of executives. I stood up, USB drive in hand, only to find my portion of the presentation was corrupted. I caught Derek quickly hiding a smirk. Seems there's a technical issue, Rachel said sweetly. I can cover this section instead. I watched as she presented my work, slide by slide. The clients loved it. Of course they did. I'd spent weeks perfecting that strategy. Great job, team! James beamed at everyone except me. Myra, next time make sure your files are properly backed up. I felt my face burn as Lisa, Derek, and Rachel exchanged satisfied glances. But something in me snapped that day. Enough was enough. If they wanted to play dirty, they had no idea what was coming. That evening, I stayed late at the office with Sarah, spreading printouts across her desk. Look at these email threads. They've been accidentally leaving me off communications for months. And you've kept every single one. Smart move. Sarah pulled out a thick folder. You're not the first, you know. Remember Jenny from accounts? The one who quit last month? Yeah, she left these documents behind. 3 more employees in the past year, all driven out by the same crew. The next morning, our new regional director, Patricia, walked in during one of James's typical credit-stealing moments. Excellent market projection models, James. She studied the reports on his desk. Thank you. I've been working on refining the approach. Really? Because the metadata shows Myra created and modified these files.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
The color drained from his face. I pretended to be deeply focused on my computer screen, hiding my smile. I see everyone's busy. Myra, walk me through your current projects? Patricia turned to me. Actually, Myra's not handling any major accounts right now, Lisa jumped in. Interesting, because I'm looking at the Miller campaign metrics, and her digital strategy increased their engagement by 40%. Derek choked on his coffee. Rachel suddenly became very interested in her phone. Later that week, I overheard them in the break room. She's got to go. That little snitch is documenting everything. Chill, Derek. I've got a plan. The Anderson presentation next week. We'll make sure she crashes and burns. I smiled, already three steps ahead. That night, I worked on my secret weapon, a comprehensive company restructuring proposal. Sarah helped me gather data on team efficiency and toxic workplace costs. These productivity numbers from before and after they joined the team, the difference is shocking. Keep digging, Sarah. There's more. We discovered expense reports with inflated numbers, buried complaints from former employees, and a pattern of stolen ideas stretching back years. The next day, James tried his usual tricks. Team meeting in 5 minutes. You mean the Anderson presentation prep? Already got my slides ready? I held up a backup drive. How did you... I mean, that meeting's been rescheduled? Really? Because I just confirmed with the client directly. Standard protocol, right? His face twitched. Rachel and Lisa exchanged panicked looks. That afternoon, Patricia stopped by my desk. Your reputation management strategy for the Anderson account? It's innovative. Thank you. I've been researching similar markets. Save the details for Monday's executive meeting. You're presenting. I caught Derek staring daggers at me, but this time I stared right back. Later, Sarah slipped me a sticky note. Ready to drop the bomb? I nodded, patting my bag containing the restructuring proposal. The house of cards they'd built was about to come crashing down, and I had front row seats to the show. Monday morning, conference room packed. I sat quietly while Patricia took the podium, my restructuring proposal in her hands. Recent internal audits have revealed disturbing patterns of workplace misconduct and project mismanagement. James shifted uncomfortably. Derek loosened his collar. Let's start with the Thompson account. Revenue dropped 30% after the original strategy was altered. Interesting that the original proposal, logged by Myra, showed projected growth that matched our client's actual needs. That was a team decision, James interrupted. Myra lacks experience. Like Jenny lacked experience? Or Mark? Or Samantha? Patricia clicked through a slideshow of former employees' projects, all of whom coincidentally left after their work was appropriated by others. Jenny herself stood up from the back row. They stole my client acquisition strategy last spring. James and Derek threatened to blacklist me if I spoke up. That's ridiculous, James sputtered. She's lying. We have the original files, James. Metadata doesn't lie. Lisa suddenly raised her hand. I want to come clean. Derek and James orchestrated everything. They made us help sabotage other team members. Shut up, Lisa, Derek hissed. No, she's right. Rachel jumped in. They threatened our jobs if we didn't play along. Look at these texts. She held up her phone. You backstabbing! James lunged forward, but security was already moving in. We have documented evidence of systematic harassment, idea theft, and falsified reports spanning 2 years. Patricia gestured to the screen. Including last week's attempted sabotage of the Anderson presentation. Derek shot up. This is all Myra's fault. She's been plotting against us. By plotting, do you mean documenting her work? Maintaining backup files? Following company protocol? Sarah stepped forward, dropping a thick folder on the table. I've been watching you bully employees for months. The board has reviewed Ms. Myra's comprehensive proposal for departmental restructuring, Patricia continued. Her analysis of team dynamics and solution for toxic workplace culture is exactly what this company needs. James tried one last time. You can't seriously trust a junior analyst? A junior analyst who single-handedly saved the Miller account? Whose strategies have consistently outperformed senior team members? Patricia smiled at me. Speaking of which, Myra, would you like to share your vision for the department's future? I stood up, catching Sarah's encouraging nod. The same presentation room where they'd humiliated me so many times was now dead silent, all eyes on me. My moment had finally come. Thanks to detailed performance tracking and client feedback analysis, I've identified key areas for structural improvement. I clicked to my first slide, watching James and Derek's faces crumble as their empire collapsed around them. 2 weeks after the revelation, I sat in my new corner office, reviewing team assignments. A knock at my door made me look up. Got a minute, boss? Rachel stood there, fidgeting with her portfolio. Come in. How's the Morgan project coming along? That's what I wanted to discuss. I'm struggling with the new collaborative approach. Old habits die hard, huh? I pulled up her team's workflow dashboard. I notice you haven't been joining the brainstorming sessions. It feels weird. After everything I did to you. Down the hall, I could see Lisa training new hires, her demotion to junior coordinator clearly stinging. The quarterly numbers are in. Sarah, now senior HR director, breezed in. James and Derek's exit interviews were interesting. Let me guess, they're threatening lawsuits? Were, until I showed them the documented pattern of harassment. They're accepting their termination packages. The intercom buzzed. Miss Myra, your 2 p.m. is here. The Thompson client wants to renew their contract. I smiled, remembering how James had lost their trust. Send them in. Later that afternoon, during the department meeting, Lisa raised her hand tentatively. These new team-building workshops? Are they really necessary? Remember how it felt being excluded? That stops now. Everyone contributes, everyone gets credit. But our numbers are up 45% since implementing the new structure. I clicked to the performance charts. Turns out people work better when they're not watching their backs. Patricia dropped by as the meeting ended. The board is impressed. 3 new client acquisitions in 2 weeks. Amazing what happens when good ideas aren't buried under office politics. That evening, I found Rachel and Lisa staying late, actually collaborating on a presentation. Hey, Myra, Rachel called out. We found some discrepancies in the old files. Looks like Derek was cooking numbers even before you started. Send those to Sarah. Every bit helps build the legal case. Walking to my car, I spotted Jenny in the parking lot. Heard you're crushing it as department head. Want your old job back? We've got openings. Thanks, but I started my own agency. Though, maybe we could discuss a partnership? Back in my office the next morning, Patricia reviewed the latest changes. Mentor program for new hires, transparent project tracking, weekly collaboration sessions. You've completely transformed the culture. Just making sure nobody else goes through what I did. A notification popped up. Client satisfaction scores at an all-time high. The same clients who used to praise James were now specifically requesting my team. Should we tell them their star performers quit? Sarah joked. Nah, let's show them what a real team can do. Looking out at my department, former bullies included, working together, sharing ideas, actually succeeding, I couldn't help but smile. Sometimes the best revenge isn't getting even. It's getting better. What would you have done in Myra's position? Quietly collected evidence for months while enduring the bullying, or confronted the toxic team immediately? There's no right answer here, but your choice says a lot about handling workplace justice. Share your thoughts in the comments. Would you have given Lisa and Rachel a second chance like Myra did? Or would you have pushed for all 4 bullies to be fired? Have you ever had to make a similar decision? If you enjoyed the story of workplace karma, hit that like button and subscribe for more real-life revenge stories where justice gets served. New stories every week.